Here I thought this Tuesday was starting with a wonderful gift. Facebook message from
why are you laughing, Mark?
Because you're going there. You're really going there. You're naughty.
I have a Facebook message from someone who wants to give me money.
Well, of course they do.
They don't want money. They want to give me money.
Well, at first.
Is that how it works?
I think so.
Gel, darn it, anyway. You can't believe how everybody's raining on my parade today, folks.
Oh, but it's...
Chris, Mark, Aaron, they're all piling on saying, you dummy.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go that far.
Has anybody else got a...
You've got a tender heart. You've got a kind heart.
Anybody else got a Facebook message from a Mother Celine? This poor woman lost her husband on 9/11. She's lost her daughter. She has cancer now.
And now she wants to give you money.
She has all this money.
To give you.
And, you know, she just wants to make sure it's used wisely. Doesn't want to give it to the government. Would like somebody else to invest it in good causes. And she's picked me.
How wonderful.
Isn't it, though?
It's a great day. What if it's true? Let's follow it up and invite her up here.
Now, the second she says that I need to pay her money so she can give me money, then I'll agree with all of you.
Okay, why don't you follow this? Pursue this and see how far it goes.
But she hasn't yet.
As she sells your social security number to the Chinese.
She has not yet.
Why don't you follow it up?
Requested
to her private email.
Yeah, she's...
That she sent. And you're the only person she knows, so you're the only one that got that private email on Earth.
Exactly right.
And 400,000 others.
Here's another headline in the paper unrelated to a Facebook scam. And by the way, if you've ever heard from this woman, please let me know.
Yes. Mother Sublibbies.
855-200-1776. Good morning and welcome, folks. What's on your mind? That's the question we begin every weekday morning with. My name is Scott Hinnon. Mark Skogabo is here. Together, we've got about 6 hours of your day covered here on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO. We let Rush roll in here for 3 hours a day as well and pretty much fill your day with faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. Here's a headline, Glimmers of Hope Emerge. What do you think the hope is for, Mark, from this headline?
Well, the glimmers of hope is that everybody's going to get along and scratch one another's back.
Yes, that's the hope they're hoping for, that the subheadline, Possible Compromise, Florida's Shutdown Enters Second Week.
Mm-hmm.
So are you hoping for the government to reopen?
I'm hoping for Obamacare to go away, however that happens. And I'm hoping that we the budget and don't raise the debt ceiling.
So, headline, Glimmers of Hope Emerge. Do you see progress on that front?
I think so. I think as we begin to realize that Obama is truly mean-spirited and really the bad, naughty guy, and his situation and leverage decreases, that gives me reason to hope. Because only as he has diminished will sanity rise up.
You know, David Limbaugh has written a column as well, saying, notwithstanding the naysayers from the left and right, the bullying White House is running scared. He says, evidenced by increasing nastiness, name-calling, and petty manipulation of the government shutdown. And the petty manipulation is very obvious with the Park Service.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And now we have a couple of folks. Did you say Mark Levin had some more?
Yeah. Two different people that work for the Park Service were told to make life as miserable as possible for their guests. For example, on a beach in California, they were told to usher. This is an open beach, the ocean, to usher the people off of the beach. In South Dakota.
Who tells them that?
Well, that's where we have the right to know exactly the chain of command, the chain of rage.
I want to pull a few of these threads.
Let's pull some of these threads together.
Who said put up barricades at the World War II Memorial, and then when they went around them, said, no, fortify them? I want to know that, too.
We need to know that. Those are really bad people.
Who said block off the rest stop at Painted Canyon, overlook on I-94 by Medora? Who said, let's
put cones up by Rushmore so you can't even take pictures?
Yeah. Let's make sure that the scenic...
Some very bad people who are making the worst out of a bad situation.
But guess what? I think it's backfiring. I don't think it's working. That's where
I think. Because Americans are inclined to make the best out of a bad situation, to pull together. Yes, we've got an out-of-control deficit in our country. That's our number one challenge, is our debt. And, of course, we don't want to raise the debt ceiling. I couldn't in 1,000 years vote to raise the debt ceiling to $17 trillion. We could just take over the food stamp program. We could take over taking care of the unwanted children. We could get rid of every fraudulent Medicare and every fraudulent disability claim. We could get so aggressive. And then the cash flow. Exactly how much bonds do we have to pay off next month? What is the cash flow coming in? Exactly what is the nature of the problem? How much income do we have? And how much outgo is required? And let's not raise the debt ceiling ever again. We could do it in a heartbeat. Just take care of our neighbors.
David Limbaugh goes on to say President Obama must be shocked that his usual demagogic tricks are not working this time, that instead of the Republicans caving in deference to his dictatorial demands, they're united and holding firm, and that he, not the Republicans, are cratering in the polls.
Absolutely.
The apparent panic of the mainstream media liberals is another good barometer. From ABC to NBC to CNN, liberal hosts are increasingly anxious and combative towards Republican congressional leaders who fearlessly accept their invitations to sit for combative ambush interviews. CNN's Sandy Crowley was particularly frustrated with Senator Ted Cruz's unwillingness to affirm any of her negative predispositions and accusations against him and other Republican leaders.
She's the one that won the debate for Obama by pretending that he'd already talked about some sort of terrorism about Benghazi.
Remember that?
She saved his bacon, the lying, false man.
There's quite the alliance there. So, anyway, here's the question I have. There's winners and there's losers, unfortunately, right? So, there's been some ridicule of the term, we're winning this, right? The White House, I guess, first said it, and some Republicans said it somewhere, and everybody's trying to use it against the other. Here's my bigger question. Do you want this to continue? Is it achieving what you hoped it would?
I believe it could be managed to great victory for all of the American people. I believe this could be a true line in the sand that we could defend if we articulated exactly what it is. By that, I mean exactly what's the cash flow reality and exactly what, and the Republicans should put up, this is how we're going to save $50 billion this month. This is how we're going to save $50 billion next month. This is how we're going to never go over $17 trillion. That's a line in the sand. It's a red line in the sand.
855-200-1776. Tell me, please, your take on 1 week into the government slowdown, the intentional chaos, whether it is achieving goals that you seek. Give me your feedback. By the way, from the left, from the right, I want to know. 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave your message, and we'll make sure that gets heard.
Tom Colmard says that we will continue to pay our interest. This is not good. This is not going to lead to a default.
And he's talking about the next go-around here on the debt ceiling debate.
Right.
Yeah, exactly right. Because you prioritize.
Where's which person is
there again? We know
coming to repo your car. You know, you'll pay that bill.
We know what the Obama administration would do. They would, again, they'd want to have assign the worst of the worst. Story out of Grand Forks I want to spend a little time on today. Standing room only crowd at the Grand Forks City Council chambers last night, and they passed a law banning housing discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in the city.
Oh.
First city in North Dakota to do so. 5-2. Ken Veen and Terry Bierke dissenting. Terry Bierke said he was against identifying any group of people as a protected class, including those already defined under state and federal law. How can you have equal protection and protected class in the same sentence?
Can't.
There are not enough trees to cut down and paper to print the number of protected classes that could be in the ordinance. Breath of fresh air, that Terry Bierke, I tell you. Is this a problem is what I want to know. I mean, do we have people feel as though they've been, they're being discriminated right and left because of particular identity they choose to?
Well, first of all, people don't usually go to the apartment and say, here's my name, my previous address, my driver's license.
My sexual orientation.
And I have three live-in boyfriends. You know, you probably don't. We want to have an apartment for three people. Nobody asks. What apartment, what tenant would say, are you a homosexual? Nobody would ask that. This is typical kind of trying to create hostility, trying to embarrass people like Bierke that have some common sense. This is just icky and silly.
So it is a It is a solution in search of a problem.
It is, and it's going to create a problem. It's going to create hostility.
I wish they at least, before proposing things like this, would make a case, not for the what-ifs, and, you know, we need to be absolutely sure, but rather to say, here's three examples of where this has been a huge problem, and therefore we now need to, and you can ascertain whether that's, you know, truly a problem or not. So, anyway, is this a solution in search of a problem? That's my question on Grand Forks. And you can answer that as well at 855-200-1776. We'll post it on Facebook, too. What's on your mind? Preview, a couple of great guests for you coming up. Stay tuned.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hunt with heroes. This pheasant opener, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zealand Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zealand, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2 with great prizes, including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zealand Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zealand, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zealand City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zealand, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's on your mind? By the way, I posted the lovely letter from the woman offering me money on my Facebook inbox with the question, is it my lucky day or has the scam market gone goofy? Steve, she's offering me money.
Why would anybody do that?
Well, I don't know when they're trying to get money themselves. Everybody thinks this is a scam, but... anyway, I won't bore you with the text, but you can have some fun reading it. Maybe you've got something similar. I'm not going to read it, Chris. Would you chill out? Trying to do a show here, and Chris is yelling in my ear. Why are you obsessed with it? It's a radio show. Chill out and quit yelling in my ear. I posted on Facebook specifically so I don't have to read it.
Of course, if you get money from her, then I guess the laugh's on Chris.
Exactly right. So I'm just now I you know, never seen a scam before where they're offering you money. She wants to be an invest for. Anyway, you check it out. You see
well,
if
the ones from Africa and wherever else that hey, we'll give you $5,000, but you're gonna have to send us three.
Well, they haven't got to that point yet. Maybe that's coming. I don't know. But and she's not from Africa. She's from Oklahoma. So anyway, coming up on What's on Your Mind, a couple of guests we'll tell you about now. One, Robert Costa of National Review, and he's really got the inside scoop on the battles over the government shutdown. We'll get the latest on the strategy between both sides and where they're at, how the debt ceiling will play into that, which, of course, is that deadline is looming as well. So we'll go into a little inside baseball and strategically get how it's going. I also am hoping to hear from our listeners today on whether they want this to continue. In other words, if you don't want Obamacare, and a lot of our listeners don't, is this moving the ball down the field? Is this getting it done? I don't think that the, for all the talk about how horrible it was going to be, I don't think a lot of the baggage has come, at least to this point. Republicans, the president's poll numbers are actually falling. They're going the other way, so I don't know that this is turning out as some had predicted. But I'm curious if listeners are getting what they want out of this, or if they're ready for some compromise. What instructions do they have for those that represent them? We're going to ask that question today on the program and welcome your answers. If you want to get in early at 855-200-1776, press 1. And then bottom of the first hour, we'll chat with Robert Costa. That's the bottom of next hour, about an hour away. We also have the Director of Health Policy Impact at Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Dakota joining us. A lot of questions about, all right, what is this October 1 sign-up? What do the exchanges mean? What will January 1st bring for Obamacare? Obviously, the reason there is a government shutdown, if you can call it that, is because
just a slowdown. But they're actually doing some roundtables around the state, so you know, they're trying to get ahead of it a little bit, or as much as you can, and explain to their customers, or they're open to the public, anything that's. Try to explain what's going on, or how do you work around this, or how do you work with this, whatever the case may be. Is that a bigger question, Scott? Trying to work around it or working with it at this point?
Yeah, I mean, again, what are the impacts? Let us know. I mean, the president yesterday did talk about some North Dakota woman's story that he called heartbreaking. Can we find out where she's from? I mean, I'd like to invite her on the program and hear this story and see if it's enough of a reason for us to advocate for this to end. What I get a kick out of is, okay, let's take all of his heartbreaking stories at face value. Wouldn't that be more of a reason to compromise and say, all right, we're going to sit down at the table and figure this out? Because no has been the answer on any compromise unless they get Obamacare. So, you know, I don't doubt there's some heartbreaking stories out there, although in the general landscape of life, I don't think there's enough that has been slowed down to really have a dramatic impact on somebody's life, other than, you know, anecdotally here or there.
I find it rather ironic. One of the examples that he throws up is from the only state with less than 2% unemployment.
Yeah.
So are there really hardships out there in North Dakota due to this? Because you have options.
Just let's find this woman. I don't want to take his word for it. I want to hear from her. And then we'll let you judge on that and dig into that a little bit. So that was yesterday's news that he's citing North Dakota. Craig Paul Cobb out of Leith, North Dakota, reemerged. This guy loves being in the news, and I guess we're obliging by even talking about it, but he was at UND, at a conference on racism entitled Faces of Hatred. Guess he just showed up.
Well, that was through the law school, if I remember correctly. So it was a professor speaking through the law school for a little symposium that they were having. And, gee, ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Question I've got is, did he just show up because the timing was so good, or was there something on cue?
He evidently wanted to be in the spotlight because he showed up, made his presence known by sitting in the front row, occasionally laughing, making several trips across the courtroom to a reporter to comment on the panelists' remarks, and recording the panel discussion on his laptop. Cobb's presence was somewhat unnerving, said Greg Gordon, a UND law professor and director of the Center for Human Rights, sponsor of the symposium. He'll probably take excerpts from what we said and send them to his hate mongers. They only let him talk for 90 seconds, which was good. Audience members allowed only one comment or question, limited to 90 seconds. He used that in a rambling talk that included him declaring racism as his religion, and you cannot defame my religion. Asked later what he thought of the panelist, he said, farting bridge trolls. Yeah. He also said that he had Barack Obama before he was president as a rider when he drove taxi in Hawaii, and he told me he wasn't born in Hawaii. Okay. All right. This guy's 15 minutes are up. The clock is runneth over on his 15 minutes, wouldn't you say?
I would hope so. I would say that it's not anything we need to turn a blind eye to what's going down in the Leaf, though, as residents of that community are still looking at some legal action to remove the situation from down there. And the white supremacist group still owns a lot of land within that community.
All right, the Vikes have a QB controversy. We're going to tackle that coming up and also tell you about a school that's banned football and other recreational items because of concerns about injuries. I think we better start a new list of things we need to ban because of concerns over injuries. Can you imagine? These pens, get these pens out of the studio here. I could harm myself with them. There could be an injury. Let's start the list. Steve Bakken and I taking your calls, your homework assignment for the next half hour, your assessment of where we're at on week one of the shutdown.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, it's Scott, and I want you to meet a guy by the name of Bruce and his brother Wayne at Legacy Steel Buildings. Here's why I want you to meet them. They can build anything. That's right. And you know what? They know a little bit about doing business in this part of the world because they've been doing it for a lot of years. They now build buildings all across the planet. Recently named the North Dakota Exporter of the Year because they're doing business in like 100 countries. So what's happening in the Bakken is nothing to these guys. They've seen it all from Madagascar to Zimbabwe and everywhere in between. 800-237-9620. Legacy Steel. 800-237-9620. From churches to storage buildings, horse barn, arenas, agriculture, trucking, garage, workshops, commercial aviation hangars, you name it. Legacy Steel can build it for you. Ask for Bach and Bruce, the problem solver, at 800-237-9620 and tell them Scott sent you.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
An idea, Mark, I want to share. I don't want this woman who sent me this note on Facebook to give me all the money.
Well, just some of it.
No, I think I'd rather share with you and other listeners. I think I'm going to email her back and invite her to come on the program and say there's a lot of people that will spend your money for you.
This is very thoughtful of you.
While you recover from cancer.
And people that have really good causes. Look at all the Wounded Warrior projects we've got. We've got the Green Beret Foundation. We have the post-traumatic stress syndrome disorder.
Now, Chris is in a, he's having a tizzy over this whole story, you know.
Well, I don't
He's been yelling in my ear the whole morning about it.
Well, he doesn't want you to get scammed.
And now he says it's stupid. And the latest he says is, keep in mind you're not supposed to email these people. Where is that law written?
Well, then what will they do to your email? Will they get in there?
Probably get thousands of these or whatever.
Oh, I see. I'll go on some scam list. He's worried I'll get thousands of them.
Because you're one of the dummies to actually respond.
Because I'm one of the dummies that actually is responding. Did you hear that now?
Did you know that these...
They're like, oh, we've got a live one. Because the majority of these, they don't respond or they're dead email addresses.
And she owns a carnival.
Yeah. Now, some folks on Facebook have said, wow, that's all I can say, just wow. Martha says, thanks for the laugh this morning, Scott. So Martha must see it as a scam. Andy says, Scott, you're a great guy. I believe her.
Well, we can trust but verify.
Trust but verify. Okay.
Yeah, we'll bring her up here with her money boat.
Okay. All right. Okay, so Julia Pruden. Are we trying to find this Julia Pruden? Can we track her down, find out where she is? Check the white pages. This is the woman that the President Obama spoke of yesterday.
Oh.
He recounted a story about Julia Pruden, a North Dakota woman who said she couldn't get a loan to buy a house under a Department of Agriculture Rural Development Program in the event of a government shutdown. These are just a few of the many heartbreaking letters I've gotten from them in the past couple of weeks, including more than 30,000 over the past few days. I know the Republicans in the House of Representatives are hearing the same kind of stories. Now, if Julia there cannot buy a home, we're talking about a one-week setback now. Right?
Yes, and seeing as we're having a setback to our republic all the way back to socialism dark ages, I would say it's worth it.
Would you?
She can come and stay in my apartment. I've got a big apartment.
So in other words...
Let's take care of each other, and let's save our country.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll find her here and see if there's some other ways we can maybe help sort of, pass the time until this is resolved.
Let's pass the time.
With Julia, don't you think?
And people should come to the Freedom Concert and sing.
You talking about on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, there's all kinds of things we can do to cheer up.
Quick mention of that before we get to sports and the rest of the news here. Wounded Warrior Families Freedom Concert is taking place Saturday in Zeeland, North Dakota. They got an actual recording artist, Michael Lusk, who does a lot of work with Loretta Lynn.
Yeah, he's a lead guitar player.
And he has a new CD he's going to be launching. And this is really a neat thing. Wounded Warrior Families Freedom Concert is going to be happening in Zeeland This man will work for, you know, a couple months.
Yeah.
Rusty Ord, our pal that is the Purple Heart recipient, and Dale Wolf from down at Stop Smell Now. That great product
he's
been
on the board, and Rusty's, the chairman of the board or something of the Wounded Warrior Families.
And so they're doing a couple of things. One, they're doing a hunt starting at 8 o'clock with the heroes. And then they have a trap shooting competition, adult and kids, in the afternoon. Barbecue and pig roast at 5. The music's going to crank up at 7. And if you'd like tickets, we have them now at our studios at 3301 South University in Fargo. If you're out in the patch or unable to get to Fargo, stopsmellnow.com. You can get them online. Stopsmellnow.com. And we also have raffle tickets where you could win a guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and others.
Beautiful guitar. It's sitting right here. It's beautiful.
The guitar comes with a signed picture of Loretta Lynn holding the guitar. So
I might even tune it up.
Great fun on Saturday. Great fun on Saturday. Dennis says, I'm sure all she needs, this is referring to this Facebook angel that has messaged me that she'd like to give me her money today. I'm sure all she needs is your bank account and routing and transit numbers so she can put the money into your account, of course.
That would make sense. And then just have it go right instead of left.
Travis says it looks like one of those Nigerian scam letters. But she's from Oklahoma.
Well, that's what her rebound address is from. But she might be from Nigeria.
Yeah. We just don't know.
Do they have a lot of nuns in Nigeria?
I don't know that she's a nun.
She was mother something, wasn't she?
Oh, okay, yeah. Mark in Minot is wanting to weigh in here this morning. Today. How are you, Mark?
Hey, a couple things on mine this morning. The Obamacare filibuster, the filibuster by Ted Cruz, he should have used a 3,000-page Medicare bill put forth by Obama. And also people good wondering, you know, who's putting up the barricades and everything else. I mean, this isn't Benghazi. It shouldn't take that, you know, that much in detail to know that, hey, this is coming from the executive office. Also, a couple things on that Obamacare thing. So, you know, you file taxes, right? You know, you got to go fill out a W-2 or a 1040, correct?
Sure.
Right? And usually you get to that at the library. Also, city taxes forms are provided, mailed out. So if you don't have a computer, you have to go and buy one, right? Now they're telling you have to buy a computer to sign up for Medicare or the Obama health care law. And then the next thing will tell you, well, use a library, right? By the time you got to buy a library card or get a library card, right?
Of course. So what your point is, more information for them, more hooks in you, or what? Mark? Mark, you still there? Where do you think Mark was going, Mark?
Well,
Mark.
He just feels like the bureaucracy is getting more demanding, more insistent, more regulations, more obligations, just to go and get your cold fixed or your wart removed.
Yeah.
A lot of people are having it's a breakout of warts, you know.
A breakout of warts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
Oh.
For sure. And Mark, appreciate the call, though. Thanks a bunch. Hey, I mentioned this story briefly earlier before the break, and we want to get to some sports here as well, including the quarterback controversy. There's a school that is worried about injuries.
Oh.
And decided to ban some things. This is the Weber Middle School in Port Washington, New York. They're worried that students are getting hurt during recess, so they've instituted a ban on footballs, baseballs, lacrosse balls, or anything that might hurt someone on school grounds.
Mm.
Get the pens out of here because I could hurt myself with those, would you?
You're stabbing yourself again.
Yeah,
stop it.
I hate that. Tossing a football during recess has long seemed to be a rite of passage for kids in the school community. One student said, I think we need the soccer balls, the footballs, and everything so we can have some fun.
They don't like fun. You see, the lawyers probably say, well, we're going to sue. We've got to get control of the legal profession in America so we don't have this defensive existence that really is against boys.
Hard soccer balls have been banned along with baseballs and lacrosse balls. Rough games of tag or cartwheels unless supervised by a coach.
Cartwheels. I would tell my kid to go there and cartwheel. This is our basic human right. It's like the 13th Amendment or something. I can do cartwheels anytime I want if it's part of my religious exercise.
Port Washington School Superintendent Kathleen Maloney said the change in policy is warranted due to a rash of playground injuries. Some of these injuries can unintentionally become very serious, so we want to make sure our children have fun but also are protected.
Fun. By sitting quietly, huddling, and shivering, and crying.
Without helmets and pads, children are much more susceptible to getting hurt.
Yes. Especially if they jump off the roof.
An emergency room doctor said he's been seeing head injuries, bumps, scrapes, worried about concussions.
How many deaths? How many long-term injuries?
Parents said it's really about liability and lawsuits.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
This is our legal, we have got to get rid of the lawyers in America. That means we need to elect non-lawyers to make our law simpler and get rid of all kinds of strange limits and litigation. It was one absurdity after the other.
Several districts from outside Long Island are already contacting Nassau County educators. Soon additional schools may be jumping on the banning balls bandwagon. By the way, the Nerf balls are okay, Mark. They're going to allow Nerf balls.
How many people have died from getting hit in the head with a soccer ball?
One commenter on the CBS New York webpage called this estrogen-induced insanity.
That's right. This is anti-boy. This is anti-testosterone. Absolutely. Of course it is. It's the emasculation of America.
Another said, never thought I would see the day when Pee Wee Herman is the poster boy for masculinity.
Chickification. Chickification.
At least these kids were able to escape the democratic abortion machine, says another. 4,000 kids a day aren't so lucky.
But are these kids learning how to prepare for war?
Raising a nation of sheep afraid of their shadows, said another.
Yes, indeed.
Another control freak. Hopefully the children will be able to recognize the foolishness of these authority figures, ignore the rules and become outlaws, and learn to think for themselves.
Well, we got to stand up for freedom for these kids. We need to go over there. I think 10,000 bikers need to go over there and throw balls at each other.
Should we send the truckers over there?
Let's send the truckers there and play rugby.
Okay, now why did the Minnesota Vikings go get Freeman if he's not the starter?
Because...
Does he not know the system well enough yet? Or
that's the only reason. He is really good.
They want him as a starter, don't they?
He gets some great stats. The guy, 26 touchdowns. He's got many, many more touchdowns than interceptions. But he just apparently was like a round peg in a square hole for Tampa Bay, and had, you know, he didn't even go to their team picture. He was ostracized. He was floundering, but he's got a pretty good career passing and so forth. 225 yards per game. That's more than either Castle or Ponder have by at least 40 to 50 yards a game on average.
So Ponder starting this weekend, if he's healthy, but you believe that's just because Freeman's not up to speed yet.
But if Ponder starts after the wonderful game Castle threw in London.
They kick Castle in the teeth. What's going on here?
Well, if Frazier is that silly, Ponder must win or Frazier's job is over. The hue and cry will just be tumultuous.
Crazy. Mark and Minot is back and got disconnected. Mark, 30 seconds for you. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah, the point I was trying to make is this. If I don't have a computer, I'm not going out and buying one. If I don't have a library card, I'm not going to the library to get one, okay? If I don't have a friend who has a computer, well, that's my right. I have a right not to have a computer. I have a right not to have a library card. I have a right not to have a friend who has a computer. If they want us to have Obamacare, they need to provide the means to get Obamacare. My last thought on that is...
Without more intrusion. Got your point, Mark. Got your point. Up against the break here, so I got to go. Thanks.
We'll be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. It's not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies and, of course, local shuttle service, too. So it's a great way to go south of the Senex or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, and Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to FlaggedFamily.com. FlaggedFamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. FlaggedFamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlaggedFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com."
That's Ronnie Millsap, I think, isn't it? Maybe or maybe not. I can't tell. Hey, welcome back. What's on your mind? A preview coming up on the program. All right, the members of Congress work for you, right? You're their employer. You're the boss, the supervisor. So we're a week in. And I want to know what now? What do you want of your elected representatives? You want them to sit down and sing Kumbaya? You want them to keep battling? Issue the marching orders via the telephone today on the program at 855-200-1776. Also today on the program, Robert Kost of National View. He'll be here in about 40 minutes or so. And we'll get the latest on the back-and-forth strategy and where they're at. The president yesterday coming out and citing a North Dakota woman what I think he was hoping for a sob story here. And here's the sob story. On the day Julia Pruden's application to buy a home for her and her special needs children was approved by the USDA's Rural Development Direct Loan Program, she wrote me from Minot, North Dakota. We put in an offer to purchase a home this weekend, and it was accepted. If funding does not go through, our chances of the American dream are down the drain. We've worked really hard to get our We've worked really hard to get our credit to be acceptable to purchase a home. If it weren't for the direct lending program provided by the USDA, we would not qualify to buy the home we found. All right. Now, so I think the only question we're talking about here for Julia is the timing, right? We put in an offer to purchase a home this weekend. It was accepted. If funding does not go through, our chances of the American dream are down the drain. So I assume she's saying the program would need someone to administer it to give her the approval in order to get it. Well, I think that's just a matter of timing. So, you know, again, what the president would like us to believe is that Julia's dream has been ripped from her hands here. Does anybody think this will last forever? I don't think so. Be a deal at some point. And once again, these non-essential employees, 800,000 of them, who have in the past, and again this time have been voted at least by one chamber to get their paychecks retroactively. So they're essentially held harmless in this. We'll be back on the job. Julia, let your heart not be troubled. Are we trying to find Julia, though? We know Minot now, right? We have a line on this. So we're trying to find Julia. Yes, I'd like her on the show today. Yeah. I'd just like to better understand the situation. You know, what prompted the letter to the president, the whole thing. This happened a week ago. So she sits down and writes a letter to the president. And I wonder if she included in there, you know, could you just sit down and maybe think about some compromise here? I wonder if she had any counsel like that in there. By the way, most of the furloughed North Dakota National Guard members have returned to work. They interpreted through some lawyers, I guess, the language relating to military members and decided they were essential after all, so they're going back to work. Anyway, what's your take on what you want to have happen now? Also on the program, the Director of Health Policy Impact at Blue Cross Blue Shield. So if you are thoroughly confused on what October 1 sign up and what January 1 start of Obamacare means for you and your health care, if you're looking for that $2,500 in savings, remember that promise? And if you want your doctor, you can keep them and all those fun things. Ask an expert today on the program. Your chance to get any of your questions answered. So we look forward to that coming up. Let me tell you about the weather. We've rebounded here nicely. Sunny and low 70s in the valley today. A breezy one, though. South winds 13 to 16, gusting as high as the 20s. 50 to 9 under partly cloudy skies and a calm southerly breeze. Sunshine, upper 60s tomorrow with hardly any wind at all. Perfect fall day. Actually, both these are, other than the wind today. And then Wednesday night, partly cloudy, but low 50s. Sunny, 73. Thursday, upper 50s Thursday night. Friday, some showers back in the forecast, possibly a thunderstorm. They say showers likely Friday. Cloudy and mid-60s. Some showers and thunderstorms Friday night. Then Saturday, slight chance of showers, 58. Sunday, sunny, 57. Columbus Day, slight chance of showers, mid-50s. So not bad. Oil Day, partly sunny, 64. It will be a breezy one there. West wind in the patch, 13 to 20, gusting as high as 25. Mid-30s tonight under partly cloudy skies. Showers tomorrow, a possibility. Sunny, low 60s in the patch. 30s again tomorrow night. Thursday, partly sunny, mid-60s. With an east wind kicking around up to 20. And then Friday, we're looking at some showers, low 50s. Saturday, sleet, sunny, mid-50s. Sunday, 50s. And Columbus Day, 49 for a high. So cooling off a bit there. That's the weather. What's on your mind straight ahead? Give us a buzz, 800-228-0550. Let's go. What's up?
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance, please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.